Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to make our way through these beautiful passages we're given from St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, communicating to us what it means to communicating to us who Christ is, the supremacy of Christ, and knowing Jesus and what knowing Jesus produces in us. Christian knowing, biblical knowing, isn't just data in our mind, information. It's experiential knowledge. It's knowing the truth that's communicated about Jesus and about ourselves in light of who Jesus is and what he communicates to us. But it's also knowledge that's experiential, in that we experience the love of God that's communicated to us in the person and the life of Jesus, and we experience the new power that we're given in baptism to live a different way of life. It's normal to experience those things. Otherwise, without the acknowledgement and the surrendering and the walking in the Spirit of God, Christianity, if we're not careful, simply becomes a human project. I mean, it's another attempt by us to just will our transformation. Like, it's my power, not yielding to God's power. It becomes moral striving rather than a new life in the Holy Spirit. It becomes saving ourselves rather than recognizing that we have been saved. It's impossible for us to save ourselves. It's totally impossible. That is to save ourselves from this life, from dying in our sins, being separated from God for all eternity. It's impossible for us to save ourselves from this condition, because what's needed is the forgiveness of sins. We can't forgive our own sin. That is, we can't do anything to take away the reality of the power of original sin and ongoing sin in our lives. That can only happen through the death of Jesus on the cross. So the sin problem has to be taken care of, so that the death problem, ultimately its power over us, death's claim over us, eternal death and separation, is broken. And that's what Jesus did. That's why he died on the cross. That's why he shed his blood, to deal with that enslaving realities of sin and death. And he gives us a new life in baptism. And that enables us to live differently, live by a new power source, you might say, at the core of our being, and that's the Spirit. And it's not when we say experience of God or experiential knowledge, not just feelings and living constantly by feelings, because some days you don't feel anything, but it's the experience of real power to live differently. And over time, we see it as we walk in the Lord. So today's reading, St. Paul gives us in Colossians chapter 3 an exhortation now, essentially saying, okay, you know who you are, you know who Christ is, you know what he's given to you, and he's calling you now to follow in his footsteps, a pathway, a road forward that is literally impossible for you to be able to live out without his help. But we know his help is in us, so we don't despair. In fact, we're excited, we're thrilled, we're fascinated by the journey that we're on. And we know he's in us and he'll never leave us. He'll never separate himself from us. And the promises that he's given throughout the scripture are promises for you and for me, so we can live this out and walk it out. So Paul says, this is what it looks like. This is one way to look at the reading today. He says, brothers and sisters, now put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another. So Paul's saying, all that we've talked about, and the apostles often begin their letters by talking about what God has done for us before they talk about what we're supposed to do for God, how we're supposed to respond. And sometimes we get the cart before the horse, and that's a big mistake. The Christian life is impossible to live, and to attempt to do it apart from Jesus is literally impossible. But it also an act of futility to try to save ourselves. It will lead to discouragement and ultimate despair. It's literally not possible. So Paul's saying here, put on as God's chosen ones, he made it clear what it meant that we're chosen, that from the foundation of the world, those who receive the gospel have been chosen by God to become sharers in the great mystery that's unfolding in Jesus, God's work of salvation. So Paul's saying now you're chosen, and chosen means to be set apart, really, and he describes that, holy and beloved. I can't make myself holy. Christ, and being baptized into Jesus and having the old man die in me, that is the fleshly, self-serving, inordinately self-loving me, is put to death. And the flesh, the power of the flesh to control my life, is put to death. And the claim of the devil over my life and being subject and condemned by the law, that is put to death. And then I'm brought to life by Jesus in baptism, and I become a new creation in him. And this new life is in me. And what does he do? He gives me the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifier, you might say. He's the one who sanctifies me. He makes me a temple of the living God. I'm a set apart one now because I've been claimed by Christ and I'm living for Christ. And I know that. And at the heart of that being set apart is I'm a child of God. He says, you are holy and beloved. And these are things that are very important for us to know. And these are part of the promises of what God has given to us. And friends, if we don't see God's love for us, and this is the way to grow in love, to grow in passion for God, you might feel like, man, I just feel mostly discouraged, kind of lukewarm, unmotivated, these kinds of things. Well, how do we make that happen? How do we change that? Not simply by our willpower. We have to exercise our willpower. But the central thing is Jesus said, abide in me. And that means rest in him, live in him, and live in what? What does that mean to live in? What am I living in? I'm living in, through the Holy Spirit, a convincing knowledge, a life-transforming knowledge of the love of God in my life. Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. And as the Father loved me, so he loves you. God loves us the way God loves God from all eternity. We're being brought into this love. And when we see the love of Christ through the help of the Holy Spirit, that increases our love for him. So it's important for us to live in his word, to know it, to understand it, and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to see the reality of the Lord's love. So Christianity isn't a constant striving to get God's attention. Maybe I did enough good that he'll be okay with me, like he'll kind of like me, or he'll allow me in or something. The whole burden of me proving myself to him in a way that might get his attention, or that I behave well enough that he might be happy with me, that's just not God. That's not who God is. It's a lie. It's another one of those strongholds, and it's part of living in a fallen world, because God is love, 24/7, 365, unconditional, and he communicates that love to us. And so we need to shift from living and being worried about what others think about us, living in the gaze of the eyes of other people and how they judge us, or even how we judge ourselves. We need to move out of that. That's the old regime that's dominated by the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the powers of sin and death. We need to move into the light of Christ and his gaze on us. And as we see, friends, his radical, total, unconditional, constant love for us, and how he values and prizes us and the worth we have, we see it in his eyes, and we see it through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And that love will produce in us a love that makes us live by well-ordered love, loving God first, loving our neighbor, and loving ourselves for the sake of Christ in God. This is what will bring us peace and joy. So then Paul is saying, now this is happening to you. He said, so therefore, put on these realities. He said, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Some of these are fruits of the Spirit. These are another characteristics of Jesus, who Jesus is. He said he's meek and humble of heart, and he's so kind. Jesus is so kind. But friends, if we're not secure in our identity as children of God, and we aren't entrusting our lives to Him totally and seeing in Jesus who we're meant to be and who we're called to be. And if we're not confident in hope, that we don't have to worry about death, we don't have to worry about the rejection of the world and other people, we're not free. If we're living under those powers, we're not free. And if we're not free, we're not going to trust things like humility and kindness and gentleness and bearing, the forbearance of bearing with one another, Paul says here, and then forgiving one another. We won't be able to forgive 70 times, 7 times a day. We won't be able to. Why? Because we're going to be worried about ourselves. And the world, this fallen world, is a zero-sum game. And if somebody takes advantage to me, I've got to strike him back. I've got to hold it over his head. I don't want to be in the position of the vulnerability of having to forgive or just living in humility and gentleness toward people and kindness. This is the character. When Paul says, walk then, you know, in the footsteps of Jesus, this is what it means to be conformed to Christ, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that. We put off the old man that's dominated by me first, my will be done, worry, anxiety, fear about my life, seeking medications in my life. Friends, all the people, just our country alone, who are addicted to alcohol or drugs or pornography or whatever distractions they can find, because there's so much pain and emptiness inside. There's so much fear and disorder within, and they can't get away from it. They want to escape it. And so they're taking things and doing things that's going to provide some measure of escape. But friends, it never lasts, even if it's temporary. That's why people keep doing it over and over and over again. And we become addicted to things and consumed in things. But unfortunately, we build up a tolerance to those things, and that demands even more, whether that's pornography, whether that's alcohol addiction, drug addiction, you name all the kinds of addictions human beings can get into. It's a constant thing the devil tries to serve up, like, here, you better feel better. You deserve to feel better. Go put this on. Paul's saying, don't go that route. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and seek to walk in these ways, compassion, kindness, gentleness from your heart, patience, being forgiving. Don't hold grievances against one another, Paul says. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. And where's Paul getting that from? From the teaching of Jesus in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive those who trespass against us, right? Lord, forgive us as we forgive. Man, that's a dangerous prayer. Really dangerous. If we're not going to forgive, we will not be forgiven. It's that simple. So Paul then goes on. He says, and over all these things, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. You know, we're given the grace, the theological virtue of love. And there's power in us, friends, to go this way, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to love like Jesus loved. He said, no greater love is a man than he laid down his life for a friend, not dominate a friend. To lay down his life for neighbors, not to dominate our neighbor. He said, therefore, let the peace of Christ reign in your heart, peace into which you were called into one body. We've got a lot of division, a lot of anger in the body today. We need to hear Paul's words and say, even in the midst of this division and confusion, what am I supposed to do? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm never going to be a help in these troubles if I'm not walking with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, willing to forgive. I'll never find peace. So friends, let's do that. Let's trust the Lord to help us. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.